8:53 a.m. "None," he says. It's as though a jolt of electricity has run through my body. I spring off the bed, wearing nothing more than boxer shorts, and rush into the hallway, pounding on bedroom doors. "Hurry up, guys! We gotta get going!" Angela wanders out of her room. She's dressed, which is a relief. "We're going to be late," she says. It's all I can do not to explode in frustration. "Yeah, I got that. Thanks for the wake-up call." "Help your brother with his shoes," I say, snapping out my words, while simultaneously trying not to be brutish, which is impossible. Casey is so much better at parenting than I am, something that's reflected in our careers. He's an elementary school teacher. I'm an accountant. Facts and figures are my work associates.
"Are you taking us, or is Casey?"
Angela asks, wandering into the bathroom and picking up her toothbrush. Angela sounds disappointed she's stuck with me. I want to tell her there's no time to brush her teeth, except that I'm pretty sure Casey is listening and would tell me to relax. I had wanted Angela to help Robbie tie his shoelaces, but I'm the one that slept in. I'm the one that needs to get things done. Technically, Casey slept in, but Casey is sick. Casey could have woken me earlier, and the blame game bounces around inside my head. Robbie wanders out into the hall in his PJs. "Come on, buddy, get dressed. We've got to get going."
"You're not dressed,"
he says, pointing at my rotund belly protruding over the waistband of my boxers. "Just get dressed, okay?" Robbie disappears back into his bedroom. I grab some shorts and a shirt from the ironing basket and slip them on, followed by a pair of socks along with my running shoes. "Are you guys ready?" I call out down the hall. There's no reply. "Angela?"
"Don't rush me, Jay,"
she replies, tossing a bag over her shoulder. "You're the one that's late, not me." "Breathe, James. I don't like it when Angela calls me Jay. She should use James, but Casey calls me Jay, and it's rubbed off on her. Ah, the little things that are entirely meaningless. Why do they bug me so?" Accountant. Everything must balance. Everything has a place, a purpose, and needs to be tracked for efficiency. Casey is far better at leaving his work outside the home. "Robbie?" Robbie's got his shirt on, back to front and inside out. If I weren't in such a frantic rush, I'd burst out laughing. Angela's right. We're late regardless. Kids, they've got their own brand of genius. It's a 10-minute drive to our church. Once I saw the time, it should have been obvious we were always going to be late. Rushing won't solve that. It's only making the stress worse and without improving the time factor. Aggravation level? 10. Efficiency? 0. Finally, my financial background is put to use, calming me down. "Come here, buddy," I say, ruffling his hair with my hand. I pull the shirt up over his head, turn it right side out, switch it around, and help feed his arms through the sleeves. Casey asks,
"Are you going to be okay taking them to rehearsal?"
He's standing in the doorway of our bedroom wearing a bathrobe, which I interpret to mean he's not a viable alternative, but will push himself to go if needed. "Go back to bed," I say, leaning past him and kissing him on the cheek as I grab my phone. Casey rests his hand briefly on my chest, saying,
"Thanks."
I grab my wallet along with the car keys and jog into the garage. Angela is already sitting in the front seat looking at either Facebook, Instagram, or Tumblr on her phone. Most days she switches between them so quickly I can't keep up, and have given up trying. If texting were an Olympic sport, she'd take home the gold.
"What's for breakfast?"
Robbie asks as I tie his shoelaces.
"Breakfast?
Just get in the car, bud. I'll get you something." I run back into the house and grab a couple of granola bars along with a banana from the fruit bowl. Please, let this be the last hurdle before leaving the house. I'm running around like the Flash. I jump in the car. "Is everyone buckled in?" A chorus of yeps is the reply. After checking anyway, I reverse out of the driveway. Rain pours down. Windshield wipers swish in time with my madly beating heart.
"I had a bad dream,"
Robbie says as I toss him and Angela a granola bar each.
"Really?"
I say, peeling the banana and taking a bite. I guess it's a bit of a leading question, but I'm not actually interested.